USA Radio News.
Michigan set a pandemic record Monday with 96 children hospitalized with COVID-19. Chief Medical Executive Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian spoke to WXYZ.
Our hospitals are completely overwhelmed. Our hospitals are struggling. We've had to ask for federal assistance. We're in a bad place.
The previous pandemic high for pediatric hospitalizations in Michigan was 71. The CDC recommended on Tuesday that Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine recipients get a booster dose 5 months after their second shot instead of the previously approved 6 months. The agency endorsed the shorter period after the FDA authorized the reduced timeline on Monday for those who received the Pfizer vaccine. Facebook has restored access to an advertising account linked to the conservative children's book publisher Heroes of Liberty after the lockout sparked outcry on social media. This is USA Radio News.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right. It is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, EnergizeHealth.com.
An NFL team is set to unveil a new name.
The Washington football team is set to unveil a new team name and logo next month. The NFL franchise making the announcement on Tuesday in a letter written by the team's president. While Jason Wright didn't give a hint as to what the team name will be, he did say the team will not be called the Red Wolves or the Wolves. The team has been known as the Washington football team since 2020 after retiring the Redskins name and logo. The new team name and logo will be revealed on February 2nd. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
1,000 sexual abuse victims of a University of Michigan sports doctor would get a window to sue the school for damages under pending bills in the state legislature. Under bills announced Tuesday, victims of the late Dr. Robert Anderson would have 30 days to sue, regardless of the statute of limitations. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Remain in Mexico starts back up and is expanded into San Diego, California.
The Biden administration brought 36 migrants back to the United States for court hearings on Monday under the reimposed Remain in Mexico program and expanded its enforcement of that program into San Diego, California. Candidate Joe Biden from a year ago.
This is the first president in the history of the United States of America that anybody seeking asylum has to do it in another country. That's never happened before in America.
The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow them to end the program that blocks illegal immigration. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
On Tuesday, President Joe Biden sought to reassure the public that the federal government is prepared to address the growing COVID-19 health crisis. This after Biden said his administration was leaving pandemic management up to the states. Addressing the country before a meeting with the White House COVID-19 response team, Biden once again encouraged Americans to get vaccinated and boosted and wear masks. He called out unvaccinated people and said, quote, "You have some reasons to be alarmed." The U.S. government announced on Tuesday it arrested one of the main suspects in the killing of Haiti's president and charged him with conspiracy to commit murder or kidnapping outside of the United States. Mario Antonio Palacios, a 43-year-old former Colombian soldier, is also charged with providing material support resulting in death. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.